Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. I'm always fascinated to hear people tell me the story of their lives. Although their life journeys are all completely different, of course, they have something in common: the importance of decision-making. It shapes our lives to a huge extent, so it's vital that we make good and wise decisions. Here Jesus encourages his followers to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and he emphasizes that the gate is narrow. It will only be entered by people who are deliberate in their choice and willing to face its demands. It's the gate that leads to life and fulfillment, but it'd be very easy to miss it, because the much wider path is the one which leads to destruction. These are sobering words, and we need to listen to them carefully. In the Old Testament, we meet a number of pivotal moments of decision-making. At the end of his life, Moses challenged the people of Israel just before they were to enter the Promised Land. He had led them through those desperately demanding years wandering through the desert. They had experienced God's provision and guidance, but this didn't mean that they were going to automatically follow God in the future. Far from it. They had to make a decision. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, Moses said, "Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you're about to enter and occupy." They had a real choice. We live in very different times, of course, but the decision we need to make is the same. We need to choose between life and death. Are we willing to serve the Lord and walk through the narrow gate? So let me ask you a question. Are you willing to live in God's kingdom, however tough it might be? Now let me pray with you. Father God, thank you that you invite us to enter into your kingdom of love and peace. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.